Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Cassie Pearson, superintendent of the Knoxville School District, to talk about the Kenlock Stadium project.
You've settled on an initial architect and designer to look at the site, get an initial concept. So where do we go from here? What is the next step for the project?
We will be meeting with Snyder and Associates, and we've got a small committee that's been working on this for the last few months. We're going to meet with them here in the next 2 weeks and put the full plan and the timeline together. One of the first events that'll happen will be some focus groups and kind of some small town hall type of sessions where those in the community and those other groups that are interested specifically in being able to play on the field or hold events in that arena will be able to meet with the designers and give some input, and we will start to kind of see a master plan come together. But we really do want community input, so we'll have several different sessions that we will set up over the next couple weeks and months that people will be able to come in and give their opinion, and then we let the designers go to work and bring us back the proposals.
Last month's summit certainly demonstrated that those who were in support of revamping the stadium and those who were initially opposed to it weren't as far apart as they realized. Everyone seemed to recognize the fact that Kenlock Stadium needs to be upgraded, needs to be brought in up to 21st century standards. The trick, of course, is keeping that while retaining its original look and feel.
That's right. And I really think that's going to be doable. I think we've got a great design team that we're working with. The Historical Society here in Iowa has been very clear about their expectations, and that's going to help us as we move forward. And I do think that there's going to be a good way to both honor the history of the site, but also make sure that it's an enjoyable experience for everyone who comes to play or comes to be part of an audience and experience Kenlock Stadium in the future.
From a practical matter, Kenlock Stadium can't be used for much more than football and a few isolated events along the way. It's not big enough for a regulation soccer field. It can't be used for a lot of sports or other events. And as beloved as it is in its original state, it's not being put to its full use. And part of the project, I believe, part of the emphasis will be to make it usable on a regular basis.
That is one of our goals. Currently, the way everything sits, it doesn't meet standards for other activities the way we would like it to. And we've been told by the experts that it's definitely doable. And so it's just getting everybody to the table, agreeing on what that looks like, figuring out how much money it's going to cost, and how we're going to pay for it. And I think that's probably going to be some of the best conversations that we have going forward is, you know, we could go minimal and just fix the safety concerns and some of those things. We could really knock it out of the ballpark and have a state-of-the-art facilities, or we can land somewhere in the middle, which is what I foresee probably happening here in Knoxville. We want to make sure that it is highly accessible and that we can use it for a lot of a variety of different activities. At the same time, we have to be able to afford it. And we want to make sure that that doesn't fall on the taxpayers here in our community either. So we're going to be looking at a variety of options for helping to pay for the renovations. And all of that information will be coming here in the next few months.
Now, you mentioned safety concerns, and certainly the piling wall, the land behind it, everyone a little worried about how long that can hold up. Should anyone be immediately concerned about those problems? Is that something that we should take into account during the interim period while the project is underway?
There really aren't immediate concerns on that. We just know that you can't go too much longer before we address it. You know, the retaining wall right now is definitely doing what it's supposed to be doing, but we know every single year that it has the water behind it and it continues to erode. But as of right now, there are no immediate concerns, but it's definitely something that's not going to be fixed overnight either. So it's time to get started on the project and figure out what it's going to look like in the future so that we don't have to worry about that day coming where it actually something bad happens before we were able to get to it.
Adding many new elements are essential for the modern player and the modern fans. The classic stone seats and the look of the outside, that certainly is something everybody wants to keep, but very high steps, inaccessible for those in wheelchairs, problems like that, they need to be addressed to make the stadium usable in the long run.
Exactly. Along with the restroom facilities, we would like to have those improved for handicapped accessibility. Our concession stand could also use a little bit of upgrade. So we have, you know, the running water and some of the pieces that will just make being in the concession stand if you're working a lot easier and just a better experience overall. So things that are very doable right here in Knoxville. It's just trying to figure out what it looks like and how to move forward and how quickly we can move forward as well.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.